So here's to all of the good thinkers, and here's to the lonely drinker. But don't you know, let this moment pass.
Hello, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and then the host of the Crude Life Media Network and podcast. Thank you, folks, for tuning in to The Crude Life, a place for expert interviews, full-length features, and specialty programs. And it is all thanks to our fine sponsors. Be loyal to our sponsors. They keep the program free and literally keep our lights on.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
So here's to riding shotgun with the Lone Ranger. Here's to making a few friends out of a few strangers.
Welcome back to the Crude Life Podcast. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In this very next special full-length interview, we talk with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group.
So here's to watching the clocks of our grandfathers, and here's to stopping.
William Prentice, CEO of Meridian Energy Group.
Let's talk about the big news that happened within the last week. It turns out that you guys are getting a permit or have gotten the permit. Just walk me through some of that good news there.
Well, we went public with the project back in January when we initiated all of our discussions with state and local permitting agencies, including Billings County. We submitted our application for rezoning and for a conditional use permit with Billings County several months ago. And at first, we thought it was going to be a relatively quick process, but with the local park people concerned about the proximity of the plant, they took a good hard look at it, and we had two month-long delays in actually getting a full hearing on the subject. And last week, on the 6th, is when they decided unanimously to award the permit to us. So the next step is to submit our air quality permit to the North Dakota State Department of Health, and we'll probably end up doing that here in early August. And those are really, you know, there are a plethora of other permits we need, but those are pretty standard. Those two are the big ones, and based on the engineering we've done so far, we're pretty confident that the air quality permit process will go very smoothly. I should also point out that I think you and I talked earlier about our decision to make this the cleanest refinery that's ever been built, and by applying very comprehensive control technologies throughout the process, it's now clear that we are going to be applying for the air quality permit as a minor source, not a major source. So that's been very encouraging to us in a very development project.
And, of course, we're talking about the Davis Refinery. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier or not, but the Davis Refinery, last we spoke, it was Belfield, North Dakota, if my memory serves me correctly. Talk to me a little bit about the location of this refinery. And also, so if I'm hearing you right, this latest permit that was issued was really the last big hurdle?
Big ones. We got the first one, but because of the engineering on the project, making it a minor source as far as air quality is concerned, that's not as contentious or controversial a permit as had been the conditional use permit that we got last week. So I think we're, I guess in common parlance, I think we're over the hump on the permitting side of things. We still have to work our way through the process, but I don't think there's any doubt at all that we're going to get all the permits we need for this project. On the location, it's located, Davis Refinery is initially a 27,500 barrel per day plant. Will be expanded within a couple of years after our startup of that plant into a full 55,000 barrel per day facility. It's located just west of the city of Belfield, right on I-94, right on the Burlington Northern Tracks, also very close to the Bakken Link Freiburg crude by rail terminal. The site was selected 3 years ago when the project first began forward, and it was actually the founders of Meridian, it's an extended family from North Dakota that originally conceived of this project.
And talk to me about some of the workforce. I know last time we talked, it sounded like you were going to do the majority of the hiring within North Dakota. Is that still the plan?
Yeah, there will be very few positions in the refinery that will not be filled by local people. One of the objectives of Meridian has been to kind of do a small part of putting a stop to the process of every generation of North Dakotans having to move out of state to find opportunity. And that's why this Davis Family Trust was formed, to manage the old family farm in North Dakota. And everybody that's a member of that family partnership is part of that generation that had to move out right after World War II, because there's nothing to do in the state. We don't like that. It's a North Dakota company, and it's going to be primarily staffed by North Dakota people, not only in our North Dakota location, but other office locations that we have as well. We have an office in Houston because that's where the energy industry is based, and we're looking at people to take down there to staff that up too.
Are you looking at this in any sort of symbolic way, coming off of the Tesoro Prairie refinery sale, the downturn, and here you guys are coming out with a major project? I guess I look at that as a pretty good symbolic gesture from the industry, I guess. How are you guys viewing this?
Well, the 20 years or so of the refining industry has seen most of the capacity being located and expanded along the Gulf Coast and the East Coast for these big refiners, whoever happens to be passing by in a crude tanker. And we're just of a mind that you can put a design plant closer to the source, and then let the products through the market, and they're bullish. Looks like I've solved those already. Being close to the source gives us a price advantage, as does the design of the plant. It's going to be less expensive. Industry, the kind of self, the way this product is put together, I don't even check the price of oil in the morning anymore. We're basically a process tolling services company, and we take the oil that's produced locally at a vast cost advantage, turn into valuable products, and ship it out to the off-takers that have contracted with us. So, the Bakken is certainly the best place to put a plant like this.
Anything else you want to make sure that we get out there at this point in time?
We're just continues to roll along the way it's supposed to, and, it's been very fortunate, but, you can't argue with the reception we've been with it. People are happy to see us go there. We're happy to be there.
And that concludes this special podcast. I thank you folks for joining us today. My name is Jason Spies. Be happy, be safe, and we'll see you next time.
And here's to the sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this moment pass. And here's to carrying the weight of the world, and here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to not letting this moment pass.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.